Athens's Carlson, if Trump lawyer Sidney Powell has proof votes were changed, we want to see the details. By Jeff Poore on November 19, 2020. Thursday on Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson Tonight. Host Tucker Carlson raised a lot of eyebrows around the media world by calling on Trump campaign lawyer Sidney Powell to offer proof of a claim she made at a press conference earlier in the day that votes were on some electronic voting machines, which may have cost President Donald Trump millions of votes in his re-election bid. Carlson, a staunch Trump ally, noted the seriousness of Powell's claim and even touted his forum's open-mindedness on all matters. As Sidney Powell has been saying similar things for days, he said. On Sunday night, we texted her after watching one of her segments. What Powell was describing would amount to the single greatest crime in American history. Millions of votes stolen in the day, democracy destroyed. The end of our centuries-old system of self-government, not a small thing. Now to be perfectly clear, we did not dismiss any of it. We don't dismiss anything anymore, particularly when it is related to technology. We've talked to too many Silicon Valley whistleblowers. We've seen too much. After 4 years, this may be the single most open-minded show on television. We literally do UFO segments, not because we're crazy or even interested in the subject, but because there is evidence UFOs are real, and everyone lies about it. There's evidence that a lot of responsible people dismiss out of hand as ridiculous or in fact real. We don't care who mocks it, Carlson continued. The louder the Yale Political Science Department mocks it, and the staff at the Atlantic magazine scream conspiracy theory, the more interested we tend to be. It's usually a sign you're over the target. A lot of people with impressive sounding credentials in this country are frauds. They have no idea what they are doing. They are children posing as authorities, and when they are caught, they lie and blame you for it. We see that every day. It's a central theme of the show and will continue to be. Carlson went on to reveal Powell had been unwilling to share with him and his program any details of her allegations and had even told them to stop contacting her. That's a long way of saying we took Sidney Powell seriously. We have no intention of fighting with her, we always respected her work, we simply wanted to see the details. How could you not want to see them? Carlson said. So, we invited Sidney Powell on this show. We would have given her the whole hour. We would have given her the entire week and listened quietly the whole time at rapt attention. That is a big story. But she never sent us any evidence despite a lot of requests, polite requests, not a page. When we kept pressing, she got angry and told us to stop contacting her. When we checked with others around the Trump campaign, people with positions of authority, they told us Powell has never given them any evidence of either. Nor has she provided any today at the press conference. Powell did say electronic voting is dangerous, and she's right. We're with her there. But she never demonstrated a single actual vote was moved illegitimately by software from one candidate to another, not one. So why are we telling you this? He added. We're telling you this because it's true. In the end, that's all that matters, the truth. It's our only hope. It's our best defense. And it's how we are different from them. We care what's true, and we know you care too. That's why we told you. Maybe Sidney Powell will come forward soon with details on exactly how this happened and precisely who did it. Follow Jeff Poore on Twitter at Jeff_Poore.